Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Hey, Sim Yud Aleph. This is part of the series learning about the halachos of Halachos Neiros. And the series of Halachos Neiros is sponsored anonymously for those who need a schus for their for Shidduchim. We left off raising a question. Can the parent who is Mekabel Shabbos through their halacha, whether it be a father or a mother, can they turn around and ask one of the children to do something in the home? We know that a merely Israel is mutter, that Kabbalah, when a person is Mekabel Shabbos early, they can ask another Jew to work for them. There's no issue of merely Israel. What about in this situation with the child? So is there any issue with that? So the Prima Gadim raises the following question. The Torah has in it an Israel known as Shvisas Behemtoi, that a person, not only can a person cannot actively do work with an animal on Shabbos, even if it's not his own animal. His animal cannot be doing work on Shabbos. So there's an issur that the person's behema has to be in a state of rest. She says behemta. So let's say a person would rent out their animal to a non-Jew. That's going to be a problem because a non-Jew was doing work with it on Shabbos. That same, since Prima Gadim wants to know, does that din of Shisas Behemta apply during the time of Tosefes Shabbos? So, Tosefes Shabbos brings with it many of the Isser Malach, etc. Does it bring it with the Isser of Shisas Behemta? So, he's Masupik about this. He's not sure about this. The minig is to be makel, that the Pesachim say the minig is to be makel, to say that Tosefes Shabbos does not apply to the Isser of Shisas Behemta. Why is it relevant to us? We're not discussing an animal, we're discussing a child. The same pasuk which says that loisatzu komalocha tov b'incho b'techo al d'cho b'amoscho u'bemtecho v'gerecho shibisharecho. The same pasuk talks about that the malocha should not be done by you, your son, your daughter, your eved, your animal, and the ger b'sharecho. So the isser of shvisa behemto includes that an isser of shvisas avodim, that a person's eved cannot do work on Shabbos. There's a din of shvisas of the child as well, which means whereas the mitzvah of chinuch and most isuri Torah, the chiyuv that the child should be taught to keep the halacha is based on the din of chinuch. By Shabbos, above and beyond the din of chinuch, one has the chiyuv to make sure that their child is not doing work on Shabbos. If that's true, so we come to Tosefes Shabbos, would there be a concern about a parent having their child do malacha or not? So if that's a concern, the parent cannot ask a child to do work for them. So Rav Moshe Shurmbach in the Tshuva actually says that there's going to be a concern of Shvisas Bonav, therefore a parent cannot ask a child when a parent's Mekabel Shabbos early, even if the child is not nigger after the parent and the child is allowed to do work. So from the child's end, it's not Shabbos and they're allowed to do work. From the parent's end, they don't have a chiyuv to stop the child from working because it's not Shabbos for the child. But the parent cannot ask the child to do work for them. That is his opinion. Same way. So now, the Prima Gadim is Masupik. Does it apply to Shisas Behemtoi? And he feels that Halacha L'maisa, the Minhag Poskim, is to be Mekel. So that would be true by the child as well. But Rav Moshe Shurmbach in a Tshuva is Machmer on that regard. So I want to point out the interesting Hechatims of the Pasuk. While we're on the topic of that Pasuk, I want to point out there's an Isser of the Ger. Now, what type of Ger are we talking about? The Ger Tzedek is a Jew. So we're talking about what's known as a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is a non-Jew who, in the presence of Bezdin, has agreed to and undertook to keep the Shabbat of Bnei Noach. So that person is known as a Ger Toshav. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to support him. We treat him as a worthy non-Jew. And there's an Isser Deraisa to have that person do work for you on Shabbos. So even though Mir Lakim is the Rabbanon, in the case of a Ger Toshav, having a Ger Toshav do work for you would be an Issa Deraisa. So if you ever have a quiz, you want to know when is a Mir Lakim Deraisa, and that would be the answer. that individual, that their ger toshev, which you, we have an issa deraisa over here. Now, would that apply during the time of Tosefes Shabbos? That would go into the same question that the Prima Gadim has in regards to Shisas Behemta. It's the same pasuk. And again, the minhag of Pesachim is to be mekel in that situation. Practically, ger toshev only applies in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have ger toshev as man hazeh. What will happen when Mashiach comes? I'm not sure. Whether we're Mekabel and Ger Toshev at that point in time, everybody had the Ger Toshev, we're Mekabel and Bezin, I'm not sure about that, but that would generate, if that would be true, that would generate that the Issur Amir Lakum would be upgraded to an Issur D'Oraisa from an Issur D'Rabbanan. Have a good day.